From SEMO Athletics, I'm Nate Savarino, and this is the 2-Minute Drill. SEMO men's and women's basketball teams both have wins under their belt just 1 week into the young season. First-year head coach Brad Korn picked up his first career head coaching victory last Saturday on the road against University of Missouri, Kansas City, 71-66. It was the first time in its NCAA Division I history that SEMO won a season opener that was played outside of Cape Girardeau. Nigel Russell hit two critical three-pointers in the final 2.5 minutes to put away the Kangaroos for good. Three other Red Hawks scored in double digits, led by guard Chris Harris. The Red Hawks will return to action on Monday, December 7th, when they host Lipscomb inside the Show Me Center. Tip-off is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Meanwhile, the Red Hawks women easily handled the University of Health Sciences and Pharmacy earlier this week in a 75-44 victory. 11 different players scored in a balanced effort, led by senior guard Tisia Thompson with 18 points. Prior to the game on Tuesday evening, the Red Hawks received their 2020 Ohio Valley Conference Tournament Championship rings. Two new banners, one for the 2020 OVC Tournament Champions and another for the NCAA Tournament Qualifier, were also dropped from the rafters. The women will return to the Show Me Center on Sunday, December 6th, against Eastern Michigan at 2 p.m. Fans are allowed inside the Show Me Center for home basketball games this season with reduced arena capacity. Available seating groups have been socially distanced and face coverings are required. Follow SEMO Athletics on Twitter now at SEMO Redhawks. I'm Nate Savarino, and for more insight on SEMO Athletics, visit krcu.org.